Minalcar, son of Calmakil, was a man of great vigour, and in 1240 Narmakil, to rid himself of all cares, made him regent of the realm. From that time onwards he governed Gondor in the name of the kings until he succeeded his father. His chief concern was with the Northmen. These had increased greatly in the peace brought by the power of Gondor. The king showed them favour, since they were the nearest in kin of lesser men to the Dúnedain, being for the most part descendants of those peoples from whom the Edain of old had come. And they gave them wide lands beyond Anduin, south of Greenwood the Great, to be a defence against men of the east. In the past the attacks of the Easterlings had come mostly over the plain between the inland sea and the Ash Mountains. In the days of Narmakil the First, their attacks began again, though at first with little force. But it was learned by the regent that the Northmen did not always remain true to Gondor, and some would join forces with the Easterlings, either out of greed for spoil, or in the furtherance of feuds among their princes. Minalcar, therefore, in 1248, led out a great force, and between Rovanion and the inland sea he defeated a large army of the Easterlings and destroyed all their camps and settlements east of the sea. He then took the name of Rómendakil. On his return, Rómendakil fortified the west shore of Anduin as far as the inflow of the Limlight, and forbade any stranger to pass down the river beyond the Eminweal. He it was that built the pillars of the Argonath at the entrance to Nenhithuel. But since he needed men, and desired to strengthen the bond between Gondor and the Northmen, he took many of them into his service, and gave to some high rank in his armies. Rómendakil showed a special favour to Vidugavir, who had aided him in the war. He called himself King of Rovanion, and was indeed the most powerful of the northern princes, though his own realm lay between Greenwood and the river Kelduin. In 1250, Rómendakil sent his son Valacar as an ambassador to dwell for a while with Vidugavir, and made himself acquainted with the language, manners, and policies of the Northmen. But Valacar far exceeded his father's designs. He grew to love the northern lands and people, and he married Vidumavi, daughter of Vidugavir. It was some years before he returned. From this marriage came later the War of the Kinstrife.